Now that's what's special. I'm connected to the vine. And I know how to release my faith. I know how to trust God. I know how to obey the word of God. I know how to do what he said. I know how to hear from God. I know how to walk in love. That's what's special. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the job, and my job, my responsibility as a pastor is to teach God people how to walk in this. Your responsibility as members and of this local congregation is to receive it and learn it so you can do it. And your job is not just to take this however many that I'm going to preach. You write those scriptures down and go back and meditate on them. Go back and feed on them. And then run reference on them. And get some more information on them. And become fully convinced. And you'll get so caught up in that, you won't be thinking about no offense. You won't be thinking about all that stuff Satan's trying to say. He will be talking, you don't even hear what he's saying. You're so caught up what God is saying. Oh, I'm blessed. Father, I praise you. Woo, I praise you. I bless you. Oh, you're good to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe out of all the persecution Paul went through, he shouted his way out of something. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, he was giving God. He said, I've been cold. I've been in the cold. I've been naked. I've been without. I've been in prison. I've been locked down. My feet fastened. He began to sing praise. Glory to God. Back beaten, bleeding in the... But in the midst of his pain, he had a praise. He wasn't crying. Oh, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. He has given. He's given to you. He's given to me. And we ought to bless him. We ought to thank him. And resist the devil. Just say, oh, shut up. You ain't talking about nothing. Get out of here with that trash. I'm blessed and I know it. My Father loved me. It's be like Jesus. Listen, be like Jesus. He came talking that trash to Jesus. Jesus simply told Satan, it's written. Look at that. It's written. It's written. You know what he did? He left, went to something else, and he found out Jesus wasn't going to take this stuff. He took a little hiney part on down the road. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So, there is an enemy to your faith. God have said, the just shall live by faith. God have said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's what it is. That's an enemy to your faith. Trying to get you open reason, feeling, questioning. Somebody don't like me. A whole lot of people don't like me. What do I care? I have a father who loves me. He put me to sleep at night and wake me up every morning. And keep me while I'm sleeping. What do I care? You think I'm going to sit up all night worrying about who don't like me? You can do if you want to, but something wrong with you. I'm not going to waste one bit of sleep over that, because I got a daddy who loves me. He talks to me. He tells me that he does. He feeds me. He clothes me. He blesses me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Woo, glory to God. See, what once you learn what a fight's at, and then enter into that fight, then the enemy will have to take a flight. Because there's no use to me trying to, because I'll never win. Listen to me. I'll never win trying to fight Satan with natural weapons. I'm no match for him. I'll never win trying to overcome Satan in the realm of reasoning, in the realm of the flesh, trying to get back at somebody, trying to get even. You ever see that? If I get in that realm, I never win. But when they do me wrong, I pray for them. Right. When they do them wrong, I go buy their lunch.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Go. You don't fight fire with fire. You ever try to put fire with fire? It'll never happen. You have to. You. When he hungry, you give him something to eat. When he thirsty, you give him something to drink. The Bible says you are heat coals of fire. Hallelujah. So, let me see where I'm going to unhook here. Boy, this is so good. Whew. When we realize, and this is where the church, the body of Christ, we are going to have to get past the babyhood stage of our Christian faith or as a believer. We cannot get the deep things of God acting like little children fighting over a toy. Hallelujah.